Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 681. The Decision to Change by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. I'm going to keep this intro short and sweet, so for now, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. The Decision to Change by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. An image was recently posted to my Facebook page. You can see it in this post. The man seen on the left side is the same shredded man who is pictured on the right. Levi's transformation is nothing short of amazing. I'm incredibly honored to be mentioned in his note as someone who assisted in his journey. With that said, I'm not sharing Levi's story to pat myself on the back. What I would rather do is use this example to highlight four key points. In doing so, perhaps others can find inspiration from Levi as they begin their own transformation. Point number one, forget quick fixes. First and foremost, it's important to understand that significant changes in body composition do not happen overnight. Levi's transformation was not an overnight miracle. As mentioned, he lost 72 pounds in the first year. 365 days is a long time, particularly when you push yourself each day in the gym. It's been over 6 years since Levi decided to change, and he is still working hard. Once he started, he never stopped. Getting in shape is only the beginning. Staying in shape requires a lifelong commitment. Quick fixes are a marketing creation. They don't exist in the real world. Point number two, commitment. The weight did not come off randomly or by accident. Levi had to make significant lifestyle changes and invest hours and hours into training. He worked extremely hard for every pound that was lost and every ounce of strength that was gained. As stated by the man himself, quote, "The journey wasn't easy. Literal blood, sweat, and tears, and puke," end quote. Levi busted his you-know-what in the gym and overhauled his life outside of the gym. He understood that it was his choice to improve. No one could do it for him. Levi had to commit himself to change. We all possess the ability to change. Unfortunately, the desire to change is different than committing yourself to the task. Wanting it is different than doing it, and choosing to change is an ongoing process. It is not something that happens once. You must continuously commit yourself to improve. Point number three, sacrifice. Losing as much weight as Levi did requires sacrifice. You cannot live the way that you have been living all along. Changes must be made. You must hold yourself accountable for your actions. There may be days when you are tempted to give up. There may be days when you question whether or not you can continue. How you answer these questions often depends on another question. How bad do you want it? Such a question may sound a bit cliche, but the answer is still as meaningful as ever. If you want to change, you will change. How much are you willing to give dictates what you will receive. Are you willing to commit yourself 100% day after day? That is what it takes. Anyone who says otherwise is either full of you-know-what or just plain clueless. If you're not willing to make the necessary sacrifice, you do not want it as bad as you think. Such a statement may not be popular to the masses, but the truth rarely is. If you want something, go get it. If the results are not happening, take it upon yourself to make more significant changes. If you want someone to blame, look in the mirror. You control what you eat. You control what you drink. You control when you train. You control how hard you work. It is up to you to decide. How bad do you want it? Point four, everything works. Don't get lost in unnecessary complexity. Almost anything works if you put in the work. The tools that you use do not determine whether you fail or succeed. Anyone who suggests that you need a particular tool to improve is likely connected to the tool financially. How you use what you use matters more than anything else. There are success stories with just about every possible training device in existence. There are also countless success stories from individuals who train with nothing but their own body weight. I myself have used free weights, odd objects, body weight exercise, and more. I've had success with each as I work hard with whatever I'm using. Levi's success was not based on a particular tool. His success was based on his desire to improve. He worked extremely hard with the basics. He didn't need fancy equipment to lose weight and gain strength. Once again, the basics work if you work hard with them. You is the key term, not the exercises or tools that you choose. Concluding thoughts. Levi is a real-life example of a hard-working husband and father who completely changed his life. His pictures should give hope to anyone who may be currently struggling to lose weight. Don't be fooled by your own doubt. We all have moments of weakness. It is human nature. Fortunately, we also possess the strength within to overcome our own doubts. The work will not be easy, but nothing worth having is easy to acquire. If you want something, go get it. Don't waste time talking or fantasizing about it. Start putting in the work, and the results will eventually follow. You just listened to the post titled, The Decision to Change, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Clients and patients of mine, and even students in my classes, often ask me, which workout works? Which one should I be doing? Does Insanity work? P90X? CrossFit? Which one works? Just tell me and I'll do it. And my response is just like Ross's response. They all work. And when I respond with that, I can see that thought bubble with that little question mark above my students' or clients' or patients' heads. Why does everything work? Well, just as Ross mentioned, it's because if you stay consistent with anything, it's going to work for you. So I say, find the workout, find the quote-unquote diet or meal plan that best suits you and your lifestyle, because then you'll be more likely to stick to it. So if you like working out at home with minimal equipment, using mostly bodyweight exercises, P90X may be perfect for you. If you don't like that, then maybe something else would be better for you. If you like the gym environment, then P90X may not work for you. And it's not going to work because you're not going to be consistent with it. So if you find yourself bouncing around between styles of working out and you just can't figure out which one you want to stick to, then stick to the one for now that likely best fits within your schedule, because that's the one that you're likely going to stick to. So if you know there's no way you're going to end up going to the gym, or maybe you have no gym membership, you're more likely to work out at home, then consider an at-home program like Insanity or P90X. If you're the type of person who needs someone kind of coaching you to have that accountability, Well, then those may not work for you. You may have to join a club or a gym to get some of that accountability. But the bottom line is try and stay consistent. At some point, yes, I know, you'll reach this plateau. So if you do P90X and that's the only thing you do for months and months at a time, you will not see any more gains. That's when it's time to mix things up. But for now, as Ross said, just get started. All right, that's enough out of me for today. I hope you have a great start to your week. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.